You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We'll see if our producer Josh even makes it in. He's stuck in that bad traffic, so he might not even get to play.
The traffic that Jeremy is talking about, I-25 down in the tech center northbound, I think, was it at Bellevue? Where
it's down there, Dom. It's an overturned semi, right?
Yeah.
Eesh, that's a bad
one. And then
they've
got a mess up like I-25 at 84th. Yeah. 270 has got a big mess. It's just every once in a while we run into those mornings where for no real reason people run into each other.
You just, you know, it's one of those good mornings to flip a semi. He's sending me pictures, too, of the highway just backed up. I believe you, Josh. I mean, I believe you. He's sending photos as proof. See? All right. Just bring coffee in.
Yeah, well, you remember that
rule? Stop for coffee. That's right. Bring breakfast in if you're late.
It was, used to be a rule for years and years and years when we had all sorts of people working on the show that anybody who was late had to deliver breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done that in a while.
No. Mm-hmm. Today's the day. Bring it back.
So, one of the things we were talking about on the show yesterday was what makes a person attractive. It could be something that's, you know, unusual. What unusual thing makes them attractive? And I found out it doesn't necessarily have to be anything physical. I did ask my wife about this, and she thought about it for just, she was busy doing something else, so I don't think she was giving it 100% of her brain, you know, activity. But she kept doing what she was doing. She finally said, she goes, well, I find it attractive when a man really knows how to participate in gossip.
It's a strange one, isn't it? Just want a man that can gossip.
I think she was being halfway funny about it, but we did talk about it for a second. And she said, yeah, she goes, if a guy knows like the rules of gossip and knows how to do it properly, she goes, that's pretty cool. She goes, because you don't come across it too often. Now, that's not to say that men don't gossip. I think what she's saying is that men aren't necessarily skilled at doing the same kind of gossip that women might do when they get together.
I could see that, and I can see it along the lines of having your man like come home and open up to you and actually have more than a four-second conversation.
I bet that's what she's talking about.
Yeah, so he'll come home and actually spill, what do they call that, spilling the tea or whatever, for 45 minutes telling you what went on at the office and so-and-so and this and that, and it's actually having a conversation with your guy. So that's got to be a huge part of it, too, I would think.
I'll bet that's it.
And versus grunting and then going out to the garage or something.
Yeah. It's not that I don't gossip. I do. I mean, I think everybody does. The people who say I never gossip.
Oh, we both do.
You'd have to get into the thing of how do you define gossip? Because even if it's just two people in the break room at an office saying, you know, where's Kevin today? Oh, you didn't hear Kevin's blah, 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 blah. And you talk about it for 25 seconds. Are you gossiping?
Is that gossiping or are you just updating the person on valuable information? That's why Kevin's not here.
You're sharing intel is
you're
what
you're
doing.
Sharing intel.
On
yeah,
Kevin.
Yeah.
And with Kevin, there's a lot of
so many. His family's a mess.
So I wondered about that, and I wondered about the differences between how men and women gossip, because we know that we're different in many ways. And then I also wondered something else. Let me throw this out at you.
Okay.
Have we evolved to gossip?
Yes.
That's actually what I think.
I was reading an article about gossip yesterday because I knew we were going to talk about this, and they said it is an evolution. Instead of like back in the caveman days, you know, we would sit around and pick bugs off each other, you know, like monkeys, and that was our form of bonding in a group, you know, just to kind of sit around and eat and groom ourselves. And we've evolved to instead standing around in the break room talking about other people. So we've evolved to that versus picking bugs off ourselves.
And picking bugs is still fun, but I'm wondering if there is an element to it that in an evolutionary sense has helped to further the species. And that's why I'm saying when we deconstruct this, and there might be people listening right now who are much quicker at this than we might be, who are picking up on what it is about gossip that propagates the species, that makes us, you know, like the survival of the fittest, like by gossiping about some, let's take it back thousands of years, could you have avoided being with that particular cave person who
sure.
was more likely to get you killed?
That's what my thing is like gossip helps me understand the people that I don't want to be around. It is going to help me avoid certain people in certain situations. Oh, you don't want to hang out with so-and-so. They hang out with this person, and they do this and that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I'm not going to hang around with them at work. Absolutely. And I think a huge part of gossiping is it just makes you feel better about yourself in general.
Self-esteem thing?
Absolutely. You're like, man, I thought my life was a mess, but man, you know, Tina talked to me for 45 minutes about Aaron, and oh my God. It does. It really does make you feel better about yourself.
Well, I'll bet that is a very big element
it's
as well.
It's got to be the biggest
it's a great
one,
observation.
Don't you think? And I think gossip doesn't have to be
malicious
and negative.
I don't know. I believe that entirely. Gossip necessarily, why is there automatically a negative association? Unless if I look up the definition of the word.
Because you get the visual, right? Of people talking trash about somebody all, you know, huddled in the corner of the mail room, you know, talking about so-and-so. Where instead, you know, maybe a lot of people are talking about, you know, John down the hall and what a hard worker he is and he's highly educated and how do we get this guy to advance more, you know? I feel like we got Josh, our producer, because of gossip. People were talking about how hard of a worker he is and that was about it. And so
is that gossip, though?
Yeah, I think so. That's a form of gossip.
I just looked up the... I've never ever read the actual definition. Casual or unconstrained conversation or reports about other people, typically involving details that are not confirmed as being true.
Typically.
Thus, it's the, well, I heard.
I heard. Yeah. And it's the game of telephone where it could be whatever you heard has been accentuated about 15 times. You know,
isn't it fun when you find out when the gossip comes back around and gets back to you when it's about you? Right?
Yeah. Because, it's like, what?
Yeah. Doing a morning radio show for so long. I mean, it's as if people on the morning show are prime targets for gossip. And I don't know what that's all about, but it's interesting when you catch drift of the gossip about you.
Well, you know what Dom did this weekend, don't you? You know who he was with this weekend?
Everybody.
It's just so much. And it's always been wrong, right? But they're like, well, I heard that you were. It's like, what? Huh? Where did you get that?
I don't even own a motorcycle.
Yeah, it's like the old game of telephone or whatever they call
that
game.
You know, yeah.
Where it goes from one person to another to another. They don't get back to you. And you're like, what?
What? Yeah. Anyway, Josh is here. He arrived. With no breakfast!